Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third, the left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second, the center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting third, the left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters takes first base on ball four. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farrell, and towards Williams, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Larry reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cook for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to third for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. Kaufman moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift bunts towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cook scores. One out. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Almada moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell is walked intentionally. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to home to get Almada. Cronin moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dahlgren hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Dahlgren moves to second. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Dahlgren moves to third. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almada for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepper hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Cronin bunts towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cronin for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell is walked intentionally. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards center. West catches it and throws to home to double up Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.